Ralph's Diary History. From dawn till dusk and through many sleepless nights, from the heat and sands of Egypt, to the rain and snow of Gallipoli, and then on to the bloody battlefields of the Western Front and Passchendaele, Ralph's set of diaries give a factual account of how he saw the war through his eyes, with every aspect and experience of artillery life placed onto the pages of his diaries, so that by the time you read his final entry on March 16, 1917, you will have gained an awareness of what his life was like during nearly 3 years of active service. Brief information on dates mentioned in Ralph's diaries. Arriving in the land of the Pharaohs, where rigorous training and tons of good fun and high life generally were the rules of the road, Ralph was to begin his first diary on April 5, 1915, near the Pyramids, Egypt, with the entry, "A brief account of my personal experience while on active service proper dating from April 5, 1915, and placing his last entry in Diary 1 on September 15, 1915, completed in a dugout with Ralph deciding on who was to receive his first diary. This being of course his mother, rained like blazes last night, but our dugout proved quite waterproof, although the mud was particularly sloppy when we got out this morning. Have just received orders to expect a move any old time now to go to some new landing, so I suppose things will be extra brisk soon. Hurrah! Have decided to send this to Lottie." Following on from Diary 1, the now Corporal Ralph Doughty placed his first entry onto the pages of Diary 2 on September 16, with the words "to my dear mother." This diary, being a small pocket book, contained entries from various battle locations on the Gallipoli Peninsula, also entering several incidences, mentioning the planes that flew around both friend or foe. September 22, 1915, glorious day again. Early visit from a Taube. One of our planes engaged him with his machine gun, whereupon the Taube found he had business elsewhere and turned tail, letting rip from his own gun as he went. Heavy naval gunfire out towards Embros. Ralph placed his last entry on November 21 in action around Anzac Cove, the hardest work bombarding I've yet done. Reinforcements for our battery arrived today. Awaiting orders for all-night working party. Ralph began placing entries onto the pages of Diary 3 on November 22. This diary is also a small pocket book and also contained entries from in and around the peninsula like Shrapnel Gully and Lone Pine. Many entries in both these diaries were added when Ralph was sitting on the 18-pound gun seat waiting for orders to open fire. October 5, arrived at destination, Shrapnel Gully, some unearthly hour this morning. This place doesn't belie its name either. Had a good view of the guns shelling one of our batteries perched away up on a ridge to our left. November 29, the heaviest bombardment the Turks have given us for months. Sent over 8.2 he howitzers. Smashed Lone Pine about. Casualties very heavy on our side. Expecting an attack tonight. Ralph continued placing entries from Gallipoli up until the general evacuation order was given to return to Egypt, with the last entry being added on January 3, 1916, back in Tel el-Kabir Camp, Egypt. Today I had a look at myself in a mirror, the first look I've had for some considerable time, just on a month. I got a shock, believe me, and of all the curios I've yet seen, I'll confess I'm the biggest. Godspeed the crows and force the narrows. Diary 4, which is a hard-covered field service correspondence book, was started on March 22, 1916, in Tel el-Kabir Camp. It contains entries of Ralph's voyage from Egypt to Marseilles, France. Then traveling via train up and through the Champagne districts, and around the outskirts of Paris to arrive in the town of Le Havre. After a short rest at Sandvik Rest Camp, Ralph and his battery crew traveled via train into the war zone of the Western Front, where he was to experience his first hate against the Huns, with his last entry being added on August 11, 1916, when he was in action around the areas of Le Val de Maisons and Pozières, August 11, 1916, getting straight most of the day. Enjoying this spell immensely. Chaz, Richardson and myself went for a glorious ride this evening. Great to be able to cruise around the country without having to dodge shells and craters. Diary 5 was started on August 2, 1916, and is also a field service correspondence book, but with soft covers. The first entries are from in and around the areas of the Western Front, namely Vaudancourt Wood and Ypres. From here Ralph travelled on through into Belgium and onto the muddy, bloody battlefields of Passchendaele. Ralph's last area of reference in his fifth diary was on March 1, 1917, from the town of Albert, which is 4 kilometers south of Brussels, when he visited the officers' club for afternoon tea. From here Ralph went on to make his last entry in his set of 5 diaries a few days later with what has to be a very appropriate and poignant ending for an artilleryman who had given his all since enlisting in Sydney back on August 28, 1914. March 16, 1917, better day today. Very heavy bombardment on both left, right and center. A whole generation of brave young men lost their lives when one 19-year-old assassin from Slavic fired 2 bullets. This occurred on the June 28, 1914, in Sarajevo, with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the throne of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, along with his wife Sophie. This was the catalyst which then led to the outbreak of World War I and went on to cost 15 million lives, with my great-great-uncle being one of them, as sadly his fate was that on July 23, 1917, he sustained a shell fragment wound to the abdomen from friendly fire, while in action, to then die of his wounds 2 days later. Ralph, like so many other brave servicemen, made the ultimate sacrifice for his country far, far away on the field of battle, and will not be forgotten. Further information on the wound that Lieutenant Ralph Doughty received on July 23, 1917 at Coxyde Bains, Belgium up until his death 3 days later has been sent to me just over 1 year ago from Australia, by the son of Lieutenant Kingsmill, who had been standing next to Ralph when he received his fatal wound.